It is one of Washington's most famous volcanoes, and this summer, it's a base camp for middle school and high school girls to dig into the vast field of geology. NWPB's Courtney Flatt has more from the Geo Girls Camp on Mount St. Helens.
In the shadow of Mount St. Helens' summit, 20 girls spend a week studying pumice, ash, and lava. Right now, some of the girls are learning about viscosity, how fast magma flows downhill. To do that, they've got plastic cups full of dark brown corn syrup. They're blowing bubbles in the sticky stuff.
The noise.
And pouring different mixtures of it down a cookie sheet.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
To see how fast it moves.
This will go, blah! Yeah, it'll go fast.
Elise Chaw is an 8th grader in Camas, Washington.
Magma flowing down, the viscosity would be really helpful to scientists to learn about how much time we have and how quickly we can evacuate everyone.
It's an important lesson the girls have learned on this mountain, which erupted in 1980, killing 57 people. The U.S. Geological Survey puts on this week-long camp in conjunction with the Mount St. Helens Institute. As part of the camp, the students hike to places on the mountain to see large mounds called hummocks.
So they're just like basically big mounds that you see, and it's just a piece of the mountain sitting there.
That's Anna Kapler. She's a junior from Portland. They also learn about the modern technologies geologists use to monitor volcanoes. U.S. Geological Survey spokesperson and geologist Liz Westby says, with an all-female staff, from cooks to cartographers, it's all about inspiring and empowering these students.
We want them to feel comfortable that they can achieve those roles, that it's not just some roles that they might feel like that's all that's available to them, that no, that actually it's much broader, the world is much bigger than that.
At camp, Westby says, the girls become field scientists. They work on projects to design and engineer equipment. Take a purple, roughly 6 foot wide helium balloon.
Oh my gosh! The balloon over there is called Barney. It is purple.
The students MacGyver a way to attach a digital camera to the balloon.
Okay, and we'll have like a string here.
Using rubber bands, a spare carabiner, and the top half of a plastic juice jug. Adria Garcia is a freshman from Richland, Washington. She says the camera will constantly shoot photos as the girls walk around a trail, guiding the balloon on a long string.
It's to show the landscape, to see if maybe the landscape has changed, or the volcano, maybe if it's grown a couple inches, just for monitoring.
It's something Angie Diefenbach uses as her specialty in geology. She can tell when a lava dome is building up really fast, and what hazards that might cause. Right now, at Mount St. Helens, she's using the technique to monitor glaciers.
A technique called photogrammetry.
Diefenbach says this sort of camp would have really helped her as a student.
I love that they're always so curious, and they're really good at troubleshooting. Being creative is a huge part of science that's often kind of overlooked, right?
Who's going to be first up?
Anna!
They float the balloon over trees and make their way around obstacles.
Taller than some of the trees. I don't know about that pine, though.
Akimi Shibley is a freshman in Seattle. She says your arms get a little tired, and you can feel the tension on the rope when the wind blows.
It's like walking a dog, except for the dog's in the sky. It's a little bit more fragile than an actual dog. It's Barney. Barney the purple balloon dog.
For high school junior Paige Molyneux from Longview, Washington, this camp has been more than a fun week away from home. This is Paige's second time returning to the camp.
The first time I was here, that's when I knew I was like, I want to be doing the stuff that they're doing. Some people are just talking about it. Some people are outside working with it. Other people are behind the computer.
Paige says one day after college, their plan is to be outside, collecting rock samples and enjoying nature. I'm Courtney Flatt on Mount St. Helens. Yeah.